Hello, the 10th on duty today are USA, San Francisco, and New York. Number two, we're going to begin with an excerpt from the sources. When one feels some closeness to Kedusha, holiness, when he feels joy at having been favored by the Creator, then too, he must say that his joy is primarily because now there is joy above, in the Shekhinah, divinity, at being able to bring her private organ near her, and that she does not need to send her private organ out. And one derives joy from being rewarded with pleasing the Shekhinah. This is in accord with the above calculation, that when there is joy to the part, it is only a part of the joy of the whole. Through these calculations, he loses his individuality and avoids being trapped by the sitra achra, other side, which is the will to receive for his own benefit.
Question for active workshop. How should we work in the 10 in order to bring contentment above? Again, how should we work in the 10 in order to bring contentment above?
We need to make sure we are in prayer, ensure that we're not focused on ourselves, but to ask for the friends.
Yeah, we need to focus on promoting others according to Bala Zulam's definition of spirituality, which is to bring others to spirituality, to bestow, to set an example, to support them, to raise them, to bring their importance.
To be either in gratitude or in prayer. Typically, it's best to be in prayer, to think, what can I add to the 10? How to continue to push the friends to be as one man and one heart and try to give contentment?
Yeah, we must make efforts. Try to be together, to annul, to connect, to think of the intention and build it together. This effort is what brings contentment to the Creator. Because basically, it depends on us, only on our efforts. The results are not on us. We have all the instructions from Rabash. We just need to make the effort.
How did you use the words constant effort and connection? That we're constantly following the inclination of the heart to connect, maybe even against our natural desire. For this to truly happen, we're all truly asking the Creator for it to happen. We're all asking for this feeling of the world to receive, of the world to connect, I'm sorry, would be realized by the Creator.
First of all, we have to have this intention, such a desire to bring contentment. And this is done through the ten. And we exert to unite. We can then ask for that, over that deficiency.
We have to be in scrutiny every moment, every new deficiency that appears, corporal or spiritual, belongs to the ten, and to pray and to ascribe everything to the Creator, ask for correction and be grateful.
Yeah, and constantly pray, no matter what we feel, we rise above it, attribute it all to the Creator, and constantly ask for connection for the whole ten. Only in order to bring him contentment all the time, Korma.
A prayer for the friends, a prayer ultimately for the group, for the whole world, to bring everyone closer to the Creator. And we can start from my smallness and the greatness of the friends. There you can receive everything, the greatness of the goal, of the Rav, of the means to reach the goal.
Yeah, and this work that we are hearing now is the most bizarre things that anyone ever heard. If someone wants to come to work for someone else or for some goal that is totally hidden, but the more we act among us, the greatness of the goal and the importance of this point, the more it suddenly becomes realized between us. So we just have to keep acting.
I think the importance of the goal is the central thing. From it, everything else will grow from all our actions when we have importance. And as long as we try, we strive to build this field of force, I don't know how to call it, but this importance that gives everyone the strength, that invites the upper strength between, the upper force, I'm sorry, between us. That's how we give joy to the Creator in this game.
When we exalt, increase the importance of the goal and strengthen it in practice, what we do is create in the friends the option to do what they do for the Creator. When the goal is important, when the Creator is great, it is possible to act for the Creator, for His sake. And that's exactly the point of bringing contentment to the Creator. Just pleasing the Creator just like that is impossible. You have to have the Creator great, and the quality of bestowal very, very important, so that when we act, we will act for it, for Him. Shalom.
Yeah, He enjoys connecting us. We have to reach a state, and we wish to give him the place to connect us. Please connect us and enjoy us.
All right. Basically, our work is like hide and seek, and He likes it when we play and seek Him. You'll see.
Simply continue all the time to be in prayer for the ten. prepare the place from the connection between us to be in deficiency for him to ask and ask and ask until he would want to appear in such a place.
We're going to read a second excerpt. According to what is written, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. It follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of greatness and importance of the Creator. At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the Creator, as a great fortune, that he has been privileged with being among people who have been rewarded with serving the king. At that time, every little thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure that now he has something with which to serve the king. To the extent that the society regards the greatness of the Creator with their thoughts during the assembly, each, according to his degree, originates the importance of the Creator in him. Thus, he can walk all day in the world of gladness and joy.
A question for a silent workshop. How do we produce a stronger atmosphere of the greatness and importance of the Creator? Again. How do we produce a stronger atmosphere of the greatness and importance of the Creator?